I think her response is appalling. I think on behalf of my family and on behalf of the people of Inishowen and Donegal, who elected Eddie Fullerton as their public representative, I think it's an insult. I think her response is beyond belief. It's hostile, curt, and extremely disrespectful to the memory of my late father.
And the excuse given that the Tannister doesn't have the time, what do you make of that?
Well, it's clear that she doesn't support the Eddie Fullerton Justice Campaign. And it's clear that on her list of priorities, she has no intention of lending support to it. I was thinking about this morning, and I recalled the petition my late brother Albert Fullerton circulated around the country. And I can say there was tremendous support from a large number of Labour Party colleagues. I mean, I'm aghast. I'm stuck for words. There is an agenda here, social injustice, on the table. And there are serious allegations coming to the fore about collusion in the murder of an Irish citizen in this state and an elected public representative. And I think it would be in everybody's best interest that at least she would afford us the respect to meet with us and at least listen to our concerns in this new investigation.
Would you now ask the local government TDs here in County Donegal to appeal to the Tannister and the Taoiseach to meet with the Fullerton family?
I certainly would. I mean, I would ask all politicians to lend their support to our campaign for social justice, for justice for Eddie Fullerton and other people who have suffered from collusion. We are concluding, the police ombudsman in Northern Ireland is concluding an investigation at the end of this year into the RUC and PSNI's role into the murder of Eddie Fullerton. From the outset of that investigation, he required cooperation from an Garda Síochána, who point-blank refused to provide cooperation. He has to conclude his course, which he says was obstructed by the lack of cooperation by an Garda Síochána. This is absolutely unacceptable. And, you know, by the end of this year, when this report concludes, there will be questions for the government to answer and there will be action for the government to take.
And do you feel that if this had happened to any other popular elected representative anywhere else in the country, then the government would be taking more action?
I have no doubt they would. There may be a political agenda here. I have no doubt that if this were any other politician, you know, a popular politician, there would be a different response.
And we're trying to get in contact with the Tannister's office. We'll probably not get a quick reply, but do you want an explanation on why she will not meet with the family?
Yeah, I'd like to know why she won't meet. I'd like to know more than, you know, I'd like a much more robust response than her diary is too full to meet with the family. I would like the response to be from her as well. And also, I would like to be assured that she takes this issue of collusion and another state orchestrating and choreographing the assassination of a publicly elected representative in the Irish state. I'd like to think that people in leadership in government would take this extremely seriously.